We now have short remarks, I think, from Euclid Sakalatos, also of the Greek government, but only 5 minutes of this.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Just to show you that the new Greek government doesn't have herd activity, unlike the banks.
Push your button.
So I have to put...
Yes.
Okay. Just to show that the new Greek government is not subject to herd activity like the banks, which I'll come back to, I'll be sitting down. So I want to start with the argument about moral hazard. You shouldn't help countries that have got too much debt because it creates a moral hazard. If you do that, they won't pay it back. The answer came very well from an Anglo-American economist at Yale, John Yannakopoulos, who said it's all in Shakespeare, and in particular The Merchant of Venice. You should always forgive debt, because if you don't forgive debt, you eventually will have to forgive debt, hopefully before the debtor has died. What happens then to the moral hazard argument? Well, if somebody has borrowed too much, someone else has lent too much. So solving the moral hazard argument is also about getting banks not to lend too much. Now, in the EU, we knew that. After 2000, after the monetary union, there was a political decision to replace structural funds and an institutional answer to regional problems through private flows. That was well known. What wasn't well known, because new economic thinking was not at the forefront after 2000, was the economics of this. And the economics, we need to go back to Kaldor and Myrdal on what happens in a monetary union where current account divergences do not just go away, they just rematerialize as regional problems. So the question that came out from the post-2000 period about regional problems in the EU is, are private financial flows a good way of getting round regional problems? And the answer we now know is that they are not a good answer to those regional problems. And that is why we've had such a problem in the crisis period. So let me give you two conclusions before one final personal note. What follows from what I've just said. We need to reconsider the economics and financial architecture of the EU, and we need new economic thinking that goes back to Kaldor and Myrdal and so on to address the problems of regional divergences and how they can be addressed in monetary union over the next few years. But with respect to banks, we need to more conservative thinking. Even a leftist economist, we need banks that go back to their traditional activities, which is to intermediate between savers and lenders. If you look at any of the large systemic banks in the EU at this moment, you will be surprised at their budget, their balance sheet, because from the asset side, most non-economists and most non-financial economists would expect that there was a lot of lending to firms and individuals, but you will find that a lot of the balance sheet is made out by new financial instruments. And this change in the direction of banks affected even non-systemic banks, like the Landesbanks in Germany, who wanted to ape the Deutsche Bank and also carried out this activity in new financial instruments, in derivatives, and so on. And now we hear the argument that public banks do not work because they didn't do very well in the crisis, a reversal of the true causation of a rather obvious kind. So what do we need? We either need more systemic banks that are more regulated, or we need a greater divergence of banks, of the kind of banks we have. We need state investment banks, we need special purpose banks, we need ethical banking. All those types of banks in the high era of neoliberal were categorized characterized as part of financial repression, and thus we did not need them. We need to go back to a pluralistic model where we have these kind of banks. My final conclusion. I grew up in Britain in the 1970s, and the major ideology of the West was that we in the West were the pluralists. The bad Soviets were monoculture of the state and state-owned companies, but we were large in the West. We had a mixed economy, we had private sector, public sector, we had national health services, we have autonomy in the universities. That pluralism has all but gone in the era of neoliberalism. Because in the era of neoliberalism, the monoculture is of entrepreneurship and the private sector, and no other solution is considered. What new economic thinking needs is to take back the mantle of pluralism, that there are a lot of institutional solutions at both the supranational and the national level if you want to meet the needs of the many. And all I can assure you, to end on a political point, is that the government of Syriza is committed to learning from people with new economic thinking about what that new pluralism entails.